Lessons from the Old Ones. As we were ditching more stuff in preparation for remodeling our office, I found some old poems that I had typed on an old manual typewriter with a cursive font. Yes, cursive. I showed one of them to Tessa, and there's a photocopy of one of the poems.
"You typed on notebook paper?" she said.
Dude, I was as broke as a shithouse mouse in those days. I typed on notebook paper, yellow legal pad, potato sacks, dried placenta, anything you could crank into a typewriter. It was in an old antique case you just flipped open and typed. Sort of an ancient laptop. I don't know where it came from or whatever happened to it. It probably still works, though. I last remember it when I was living in a parking lot in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. I slept and cooked and screwed in a 22-foot camper in a sandy corner of a truck terminal. That was the life. It was a warm fall, and I would get drunk most afternoons with the cottonwoods rustling outside my camper windows. I would write poems and stories on that old typewriter and mail them off to people. Not publishers or agents. Real people. My mom. My brothers, sisters, whatever. Pretty much like blogging now. Only it cost more back then. I think stamps were a quarter then. Kids should realize how cheap free blogging is. Some of us did it by snail mail. I'm the kind who would have done it by Pony Express. I have only two poems left from all the stuff I typed on that old manual. I remember a few of the people I sent stuff to, but I've lost track of most of it. If you can read the poem in the image above, you can see why I never sent it to anyone. It's all about angst and divorce and horse shit. The only other surviving poem is about sex with the ex, so I didn't send that to anyone either. I just sent happy poems or cool short mysteries. It's hard to keep track of the stuff you mailed when you were awash in cheap beer or grape Mad Dog. Now keeping track of where you send stuff is not a problem. If you post something drunk on Facebook, you have a good idea of who read it, and you can remove it when you sober up. 20 years ago, we tried harder not to write something we might want to retract. It was good practice. A few years after I last saw that typewriter, my aunts in Denver gave me a blank journal for Christmas. I used a ballpoint pen and filled it up in a month or two and sent it back to them. I photocopied it first. That was the beginning of a year-long journal that turned into a 300-page book about over-the-road trucking. People still ask for copies of that sucker. I made like a dozen copies and gave them all away. Now when people ask for it, I just look up the Kinko's nearest them and print it to the store right from my desktop. That reminds me, my sister asked for a copy about a month ago, and I still haven't sent it to her. Sorry, Ange. It was you, right? I typeset that book on a 386 laptop. Kids, ask your parents what a 386 was. Or a 486. Hint, the first Pentium was the 586. My 386 was an old DOS-based laptop with broken hinges, so I had to prop up the screen with a pile of socks or rolled-up jeans. But it wrote a book for me. Wrote it in the sleeper of a Kenworth. Sometimes I would fall asleep with the computer still plugged into the cigarette lighter. Felt like a total goober trying to find someone to jumpstart my tractor the next morning. Feeling like a goober has always been essential to my writing posture. I suppose that's why the office is the last room to get remodeled, with its sagging paneling, dusty old cassettes, and stereo speakers that kill sperm. My old briefcase and books and papers rustle at night with the spirits running through them. Living happy and free outside the constraints of time and space, where Tessa and I must plod on through the seasons. Gotta be careful not to drive the spirits away as I move the office into the living room for a few weeks. Gotta keep the old ones close. They keep us humble.